As we move from the end of last week's parsha to the beginning of this week's parsha, we realize that the break was actually quite dramatic. It told us about this episode about these women coming to the Israelite camp, and for lack of a better phrase, I'm going to say befriending the Jews. I know that sometimes when we look at this, we look at it quite the opposite way, that there was a nefarious plan over here, and maybe there was, and they were trying to lure the Jews into sinning, trying to bring them towards idolatry. But we need to recognize that the opposite is also a possibility. It could be it was the kind of thinking that we call sometimes, if you can't beat them, join them. If this group, the Midian and Moab, were unable to defeat us, maybe they felt the best thing to do is to join us. You know, sometimes we as Jews, can be really quite cynical. And on the other hand, sometimes cynicism is called for. Which means in the beginning of last week's parasha, we meet these people who really seem to be interested in genocide. Curse us, defeat us, get rid of us. And at the end of the parasha, we find these people who want to befriend us. So where's the cynicism? Is that we don't know what's worse. We don't know what's worse, if they want to try to get rid of us or if they want to try to assimilate with us. And this has been a Jewish challenge throughout history. And really, at a moment of understanding, Bilam says that they are a nation that are alone. And we are alone. And we're alone for good and we're alone for bad. But when we look at the beginning of this week's parsha and we learn a little bit more about the protagonists, it becomes quite interesting. Because last week we were told primarily about what's called the Benot Moav, the daughters of Moav. Now that didn't surprise us all that much, because Moav is a nation who are really quite related to us. Moav is the child of Lot. Lot, of course, is the nephew of Avraham. But if you realize and you remember our history, you'll know that it was his daughters that Lot offered in order to try to avoid conflict or create peace. And of course, I'm talking about when the visitors came to Sodom, and then people came to the Sodomites, the people from Sodom came to attack Lot and his family and his guests. So Lot offers his daughters. So that his daughters show up at the end of this episode where Moab feels threatened, this doesn't surprise us at all. But what about the woman who we learn as being a really significant protagonist? And that is Cozbi. Cozbi, we're told, is not a Moabite per se. She is from Midian. Midian, of course, is the place where Moshe met his wife. Yitro was called a Kohen Midian. And that's also interesting, because Yitro offers his daughter to Moshe. And in a sense, again, there's an act of kindness over there. There's a befriending. But what we have then, in a sense, is someone from Midian offering the daughter in order to create a type of an assimilation. And of course we can understand that Moshe is a fugitive on the run, and what Yitro did by offering his daughter and so on could be perceived as being wonderful. But now we realize that gets played again over here. Which means the advice that Bilam gave, or the blessing that Bilam gave, or the vision that Bilam had, that we are to remain separate, is because this was not simply a case of people befriending us, because it came with a price. One is the type of behavior which seems to be described at the end of last week is immoral behavior. It's quite a big difference between Moshe marrying a daughter from Midian before the Torah is given versus the display that took place with this daughter of Midian publicly. You can't compare those two things. But on top of all of this, it seems quite clear from the text that there was another price to be paid. And that was the price of leading the Israelites, leading the Jews towards the worship of Pa'or. Which means now we get focused on what the real problem is. The real problem, aside from the sexual outrage which takes place, is the luring of the Jews into idolatry. But one thing we need to be careful about: it could very well have been done not as something which was nefarious, but rather as a token of friendship. It could be this wasn't done because they anticipated the way it was going to work out, that we would be punished and 24,000 would die. It could be quite the opposite. They did this because they said, if you can't beat them and join them. And they reached out to try to create a partnership with us. But of course, the partnership between those of us who believe in monotheism and those who worship polytheism is going to be a partnership which is not really going to work out.